Well, good afternoon and happy Sabbath to all of you and those who are listening on cyberspace as well. If you are visiting us today, please make yourself at home. This is your home. You know, once I saw a sign above the cash register at a gas station that read, "In God we trust, all others must pay cash." This sign carries a profound truth, though. Trust in God is easy to say, but much harder to obey, to live. We have this statement on our currency, on our dollar bills and coins. So the title of my message today is "In God We Trust." One of the greatest stories in the Bible is that of Joseph, the son of Jacob. It's actually one of my favorite. I keep forgetting to put my glasses on. It's one of my favorite biblical accounts. I become emotional whenever I read it or watch it on a movie about Joseph. I know that Hollywood often takes liberties with biblical stories, and many interpretations are inaccurate. Still, there is a profound lesson that we can learn from Joseph's life. He was truly a man who trusted God, humble, faithful, and obedient, qualities that we can all strive to emulate. No, I don't usually recommend religious movies because Hollywood's interpretations, they're not right. But I'm going to go out on a limb and recommend one. The movie is called Joseph, starring Martin Landau as Jacob. It's a long movie, but it covers a large portion of Genesis during this period. I wish we could all see it together someday. What I appreciate about this film is that Joseph is not portrayed as a vindictive hero or a Hollywood-style macho man. Instead, he is shown as faithful, humble, and obedient. Someone who endure many trials, yet remain strong in his faith and relationship with God. So who was Joseph anyway? What can we learn from him? How did he respond when confronted with severe trials? Brethren, every moment of Joseph's life, every trial, though he may not have understood at the time, was being directed by God. And we too face trials that initially appeared to be nothing but doom and gloom. Yet, when we remain faithful and trust in God, the outcome is always fulfilling. Yes, we're all going through trials right now. At times, we feel that God is not listening to our pleas. But just like Joseph, we must not lose hope. By examining Joseph's conduct during his trials, we can learn how to respond and apply those lessons to our lives. Some of the toughest trials in my life my wife and I faced, were when we were first called into God's church. At times, they felt like nightmares, yet we endured, and God delivered us. Throughout the Bible, we see many examples of faithful people who trusted God and endured heartbreaks and suffering, and were ultimately delivered. Today, however, I would like to focus especially on the life of Joseph and see how he overcame the predicaments that he faced. Joseph appears to be a type of Christ, demonstrating the incredible outcome that results from enduring trials with faith. It is a story of trials, a story of endurance, a story of obedience, hope, and reward, and above all, is a story of forgiveness, an example we should all strive to follow. Before Jesus came to show us the way to salvation, revealing who we are and what is our destiny and how to have a right relationship with him and his Father so that we may live forever in his kingdom, we were given a powerful example of Joseph, the son of Jacob. So let's look at some similarities between Jesus Christ and Joseph. Number one, learning through suffering. Jesus, though he was God, became flesh and learned obedience through his trials that he suffered. Joseph also learned through his trials. He learned that he was not alone and that God's hand was guiding him in every step. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 45, verse 4. I'm going to read it from the New King James Version, Genesis 45, verse 4. It reads, "Then Joseph said to his brother, 'Come close to me.' So they came close. And he said, 'I am Joseph, your brother, who you sold to Egypt.'" This is the part I always get emotional when I see it on the movie or read it. Because, "I am Joseph, your brother, who you sold into Egypt. But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me here to preserve life. So now, it was not you who sent me here, but God." Wow. So let's look at the similarities of a Savior. Jesus is the Savior of mankind. Joseph saved not only his family but from famine, but also Egypt and many surrounding nations. Number three, authority given by God. God the Father gave authority to Jesus Christ. All authority was given to Christ. Likewise, Pharaoh delegated all authority to Joseph. In ancient Egypt, Pharaoh was considered a God king wielding absolute authority. This shows the extraordinary trust and responsibility placed on Joseph by the most powerful ruler at that time. Brethren, this is a powerful example of how God exalts the humble and the faithful, just as he did with many other servants throughout the scriptures. Once again, Joseph's story is one of trials, endurance, obedience, hope, reward, and forgiveness. Let's go to trials. Trials, we're all experiencing trials, whether related to health, family, emotions, or domestic concerns. Let's not forget, remember Lot. He went through that. Endurance. Endurance means stamina. It is like running a race. In Matthew 24, verse 13, it reads, "But he who endures at the end shall be saved." Now we come to obedience. In Exodus 19, verse 5. "Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people." Hope. Hebrews 11, 1. "Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for, an assurance about what we do not see." Reward. In Revelation 22, verse 2, it reads, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work." You know, Paul tells us that our reward is a crown of righteousness. A crown represents authority, victory, honor, and divine favor. And isn't it our destiny to become kings and priests? 1 Peter 2, verse 9, in the NIV, it says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession." Forgiveness. Colossians 3:13. "Bear with each other and forgive one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." You know, this is a tough one. It was tough for me. I know. I had a hard time with this one from somebody many years ago who kept pestering me all the time. And how many times was I going to forgive this person? What did Jesus say? 70 times 7. That's what we're supposed to do. Brethren, we're all going through trials, physical, emotional, and domestic, but just like Joseph, in due time, God will deliver us. You know what happens after we forgive? What comes after that? What is the reward of that? The reward of that is you reconcile. Jesus Christ forgave us and we reconciled with the Father. Someday I'm going to reconcile with the friend who kept pestering me for years. He's not alive now, but I can hardly wait till the time comes. Brethren, we're all going through trials, physical, emotional, or domestic, but just like Joseph, in due time, God will deliver us. Joseph trusted God when nothing made sense. He trusted God when he was betrayed. He was imprisoned, forgotten, and falsely accused. And God honored that trust. That same God who guided Joseph guides us today. Trials are not signs of abandonment. They are signs of preparation, becoming mature in God's law, in God's word. And we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. That's in Romans 8:28. So no matter what we face, no matter how dark the moment may seem, let us not just say, but truly believe in God we trust. Have a great Sabbath.